want to. If I can figure out which mattress would meet your criteria, we will deliver it. Our hours are 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. If anything changes with our hours, I will make a new ad. On the Atlanta Highway, across from the Dairy Queen, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
It's the spring planting sale, March 23rd through the 28th at Southern Homes and Gardens. We've postponed spring open house, but you don't have to wait to get great deals. Shop new arrivals, including annual color, Papa Joe's veggies and herbs, and more. Get our best prices of the year, like 20% off plant collections, including all azaleas, trees, houseplants, and hanging baskets. 50% off selected outdoor pottery, and up to 40% off outdoor living furniture. Get the plants you want at the prices you need. The spring planting sale, Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 8 to 6, at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
Saving usually means lowering your expectations, settling for less. But no one ever got less and thought, good for me. Now you can save on all your favorite stuff without giving anything up. Surf, swipe, and stream as much as you want with WOW Internet for only $34.99 a month. With our two-year price lock guarantee, these are savings you can count on. And when you sign up today at WOWWay.com, get a $100 Visa prepaid reward card. Offer for new customers with a two-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
All right, I went downstairs before we get to Fox News at 7. I'm here to report that it has gotten foggier.
And Leon's getting larger.
It's the only reason you did.
The guy just arrived with the groceries. Who are these delivery guys? Where do they come from? How did I not notice them before the stay-in-place thing started? They all drive their own cars. That guy looked like Mel Gibson in Road Warrior. And just like the movie, I wonder if he'll ever be back.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
God loves you.
At 7.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has coronavirus, but says his symptoms are mild. Some members of the House are rushing back to Washington in case an in-person roll call vote is needed on a coronavirus relief bill. A source tells Fox Kentucky Republican Thomas Massie may force that instead of a simple voice vote where you don't need as many members. Fox's Jared Halpern reports.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi expects vast bipartisan support. So does top House Republican Kevin McCarthy. But if a recorded vote is requested, plans are in place for members of Congress to vote in groups of no more than 30 at a time.
And President Trump has spoken with the Chinese President Xi Jinping.
Xi reportedly using the call to urge the U.S. to, quote, take substantive action in improving relations. China has criticized President Trump for calling the virus Chinese.
That's Fox's.
Where it started.
Now has nearly 86,000 COVID-19 cases, more than any other country. America's listening to Fox News.
A story about MAGA hats and snowflakes. Coronavirus killed the money they make. The snowflake says Trump's not my president, but he'll gladly cash that check to Trump sends. The MAGA hat hates socialism, but he's hurting from that paycheck he's missing. He puts his hands out when the government's giving. They'll both take the money from Trump. They'll both take the money from Trump. Both sides come together as one. Agree when they're low on funds.
They could have that done a week ago.
They'll both take the money from Trump.
And yeah, I'm a little ticked off about it, but I've got somebody in the studio that always lifts my spirits.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, they don't want you to worry and be home alone. They have a team to move you to Caravita Village at their cost. Just do not be alone. Call today to discuss your options. Go to CaravitaVillage.com.
So within the last hour, the fog has started to roll into Montgomery. Earlier it was down around Greenville, and it's just been kind of rolling on northward. So visibility is now 1 mile at Maxwell and 2 2.5 miles at Danny Field, so it's getting a little foggy. Dead fog advisory officially till 9 this morning. Otherwise, the sun will burn that off. Lots of sun today. Another hot day for late March. After 89 yesterday, I think we're going to be at least 90 today. That'll break the record from of 89 from 1910. Tonight's low down to 66. Tomorrow's high around 90 again. Record high is 87. Partly sunny on Saturday. Dry during the day. Chances of some showers, perhaps some spotty showers late Saturday night into the first half of the day Sunday, but some towns will get skipped. And then, you know, the high on Sunday and Monday, a little cooler behind the front, 79. That's still above normal. Showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday need to be watched. That storm system potentially strong, possibly severe, maybe. We'll see. And the pollen count very high right on through the weekend. Right now this morning, it's, again, foggy in spots and getting a little bit more foggy in the last few minutes here in the city. 65 degrees now at 7:08. Plumbing by Lucar wants you to know they're open. They're serving the river region with your plumbing needs. Look, I mean, even in a crisis, plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. And they're going to take care, the highest care, to keep your family safe when it comes to, you know, their employees are healthy and they're not running a temperature. They're not going to send anybody to your house that is affected, all right? Plumbing by Lukewire understands that plumbing issues happen anytime, and they're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problem. They do ask this, though. If you or anybody in your family have experienced any illness, let the dispatcher know, okay, when you call in. When they send their technicians to you, they'll take necessary health precautions to protect themselves. All the technicians will be using gloves, hand sanitizers as precautions. At Plumbing by Lukewire, they are ready to serve you, and they'll do it in a very professional way all through this crisis and beyond, of course. Plumbing by Lukewire, 264-9666, or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab, Alabama certification number 84417.
Folks, the show, Rich Thomas, we're all sponsored by some great services, and all of them are, we're using the term COVID compliant in terms of sanitation. We got carpeting coming in this afternoon from Georgia Floors Direct.
Great.
When I saw what they're doing so customers feel safe, not worried about, they're re-sanitizing continuously. If somebody wants to look at a sample, the sample is then wiped clean and disinfected. Cool. So, you know, they're taking every precaution so businesses can stay open and we can minimize the damage of people being laid off and so forth. And I may start a thread a little bit later today for folks. Best moment of my day yesterday was when our listener, Kathy T. J., I'm sure knows that name, sent me the pictures of a car she bought at Jack Ingram. I was so happy to see that.
And she was happy because Tip took good care of her.
Oh, as always. So, again, if you have stories like that to share, let us know. This is how we win this battle against this evil freaking virus. We've got to have a life to come back to when this is over and help people out any way we can. And on the other hand, one reason why I've been getting so ticked off, and I've been on a couple of meltdowns, and I said it just a few minutes ago, this COVID relief package could have been done last weekend, but it got stuffed with what they call pork in D.C. It has nothing to do with helping people in need. That's unconscionable.
And how about this congressman from Kentucky?
Who's
requiring, he's going to try to require a voice vote.
The package is what it is.
Not a voice vote, but
I'm not happy with it. I'm sure a lot of people who hate government waste aren't happy with it. Yeah. But how long do people have to wait?
Right.
They said it should be into people's bank accounts within 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Let's hope that it is. But, man, that very unimpressive performance, especially from the House on both sides. Random facts coming up.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Governor Kay Ivey announced that Alabama Public Schools will finish the school year through distance learning. The State Department of Education is working on plans that may differ between school systems. This could include online learning and take-home packets. The state of Alabama now has more than 500 confirmed coronavirus cases. The Alabama Department of Public Health says at least 4,000 people have been tested across the state. And a major concern with coronavirus testing in Alabama is access in rural areas. Macon County EMA Director Frank Lee says he is not aware of any public testing sites in Macon County. He says the lack of testing sites isn't just an issue in Macon County. He's heard of similar issues from other EMA directors across the state. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
And now a star is born. On March 27th, 1963, the world welcomed little baby Quentin Tarantino. Critics say the delivery of the future filmmaker was a magnificent tour de force. Although the graphic birth scene was way over the top, also starring Samuel L. Jackson, Quentin Tarantino, A Star is Born.
You ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, we've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try. Nicole S. gushes, Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard. Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Jail like this.
You can play and win with our pop quiz following
random. Random.
Whoa. Lots in that. Impressed.
Did you know?
No reaction from him at all. Nope.
He now expects perfection from you.
I thought that was.
It was. It was.
Am I in
perfection.
Trouble or something?
Huh?
Am I in trouble or something?
No, you're not in trouble.
Boss?
Don't go stand over there.
Want me to go
fetch
him?
You're so judgmental of yourself. You are.
With good reason.
D- Did we know?
Suck at this job.
No, I mean, it's good to be that way. It's good. I mean, we all are our worst critics, right?
Yes.
So, yeah. You did fine.
You just see Rich if he misses the high temperature by 1 degree. Oh, my God. He's Herb Morrison.
Did you know? Mm-hmm. In the 1952 Olympics, Luxembourg won a gold medal. This was not expected to happen. So the band did not know their national anthem and instead came up with some sort of gibberish to play while they were being awarded their medal.
That's funny.
Yeah.
They didn't have one ready.
Also, today I learned that bands performed at the Olympics. I guess they had to.
Right. Because now it's recorded national
anthem. It's all over a PA system and everything, but at the time... Yeah. You know, band had to walk out there on the field.
Live
all right.
Music.
Play the national anthem.
Yep.
Did you know of a man by the name of Charles Young?
Okay.
He was the third African-American graduate of the United States Military Academy, the first African-American U.S. National Park Superintendent, first African-American military attaché, which I'm not sure. What is a military attaché?
They represent the military to other countries and their military.
Ambassador.
Usually in partnership as an attached to an ambassador or something like
that. Gotcha. He was also the first African-American man to become a colonel in the United States Army and highest-ranking African-American officer in the regular Army as well.
Charles Young,
born March of 1864 and died in January of 1922.
Wow.
So, did you know Black Sabbath has had at least 21 members since they formed in 1968? Ozzy Osbourne lasted 11 years. Their guitarist, Tony Iommi, has been the only consistent member for 52 years.
Wow.
By the way, Black Sabbath is 52 years old.
And how many? They had 28 members?
At least 21 members.
21 members.
This is nothing compared to, what, Jethro Tull, which has had 24 members.
Jethro Tull, man, ponderous in concert.
I think the band Yes has had...
More ponderous.
I don't think they have any original members left.
And yesterday we found out...
In the band.
The three original members of...
ZZ Top are the longest consistent, yeah.
Usually, you know, at a concert, the drummer's going to do a solo, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. With Yes, Rick Wakeman did a 25-minute organ solo that was ear-splitting and horrendous. And pointless. I never understood that.
You should play that sometime so we can just take a break from the studio. or get people to call in. One or the other.
Yeah.
I said organ solo.
Did you... I let that linger for a while. Did you know? The Summer Olympics have only been canceled 3 times since the beginning of the 20th century, and that was all because of war.
Yeah,
we talked about the Tokyo Olympics
being postponed.
That was canceled.
This one's postponed. Yeah,
and this one is postponed. I guess those were canceled. They were like, "Well, we're not making those up."
What?
And this one is postponed till next year. Did you know? And I did not know this. Ron Howard, Little Opie, he only accepted the role in the pilot episode of Happy Days or Love American Style, which I think is what the original pilot episode was called.
Right.
He only accepted a role in that show to avoid the Vietnam War draft.
Wow, never knew that. Opie.
According to Ron Howard, he had a horrible draft number.
Yeah.
Around 41 or 42.
Yeah.
And because the government wasn't accepting college deferment anymore, he needed a work deferment, and he got that by taking the role on Happy Days.
I had sweat a couple of those.
And it was mimicking the movie...
American Graffiti. Yeah. Did you know, up until the widespread acceptance of germ theory and the invention of the disposable cup... By the way, germ theory being the fact that it passes, you know, there's a germ on my finger, now it's on that table, now it's on this, now, you know, everything you touch, it...
Nice going, Jay.
Yeah, exactly. But until the widespread acceptance of germ theory and the invention of the disposable cup in 1907, that's when the disposable cup was invented. Prior to that, public water fountains used to consist of a common or community metal cup that was attached to a chain.
Yeah, we did this on the timeline this week.
Oh, really?
The guy who invented the
Dixie cup. Oh, the guy who invented the disposable cup. You're exactly right.
Right.
Did you know? Research shows distinct changes in the brains of London taxi drivers throughout the process of acquiring what is known as the knowledge. What is the knowledge, you might say?
What is the knowledge?
The knowledge. Thank you for saying such. The knowledge was, well, actually it is, the memorization of the 320 routes within 6 miles of Charing Cross, whatever that is. Basically, as London taxi drivers do their job, their brain starts to absorb, like, the map in their head sort of thing. And they can figure out where to go and what they need to do. Well, research has shown that there is an increase in gray matter and better memory, and this proved that the brain can adapt to new tasks even in adulthood.
Hmm.
Did you know? Scientists discovered what they think are the world's oldest biological colors. Those are those colors happen to be bright pink. These pigments were discovered after researchers crushed 1.1 billion-year-old rocks in the marine shale deposit beneath the Sahara Desert.
Say that fast 5 seconds.
I don't even understand that, but yes.
For shale.
Sure. Coming up on Random Facts? Okay. I wait for your signal. Coming up on Random Facts, we'll talk about the little tab on your soda can, or beer can, I guess.
Right.
The little tab thing. Pull tab is what it's called.
You remember when they would come off?
Yeah.
And then be on the ground, and you could step on them and get cut? And then, you remember that?
Especially on the beach.
I cut a finger more than once with one of those things.
We're also talk about doctors. Well, they used to do something all the time, and they kind of still do it, but not as much anymore. We'll talk about that. The distance in a mile, which you may know what it is, but why is it that way? We'll talk about that as well. And the University of Wisconsin-Madison. They are specific for a weather-related fact.
Oh.
Yeah, which is why I included it.
Yeah.
We'll tell you about that coming up.
Yeah. Right.
Let's hit the traffic dungeon at 7:24.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service equipment and liner replacements and a sparkling pool all summer. 356-0237. Skip the rest, call the best. Skipper Pools.
Well, we hope you are having a good Friday morning. We have a little bit of congestion in front of Baptist and Alpha on the East South Boulevard. Other than that, we are looking pretty good with mostly moderate traffic around the Boulevard. Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway look good. The 31s all looking good this morning. I-65 and 85 rolling along at the speed limit. No accidents into us to pass along to you. Buckle up. Just drive carefully. Remember, we are under a dense fog advisory in the Montgomery area until 9 o'clock. Foggy in some places, not so much at all in others. Just use caution as you're motoring around this morning, all right? Well, Festival Plaza, the center of shopping in East Montgomery, has limited leasing space available. Festival Plaza, anchored by the AMC Theaters at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Call David McClinton at 270-9177. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, and yes, we are open right now. We are open 7 days a week, there to help you out, or we're delivering to your homes. Just call us at 270-0074. We're doing repairs, we're there for gifting, we're cleaning your jewelry in a very safe way. way. We're doing appraisal services. We're buying gold. We're trading. We're doing anything that we need to do to help the community during the crisis. Stay safe and come visit us or say hi or just call us, 270-0074. Thanks.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
National Joe Day is March 27th.
National Joe Day today. To celebrate all the Joes.
There's so many famous Joes in the world.
Hey, Joe. No, I'm just your average Joe.
Joe Pesci.
I'm Joe Dirt.
Joe Montana.
I'm Joe Biden.
Another football legend, Joe Namath.
No one else gets on like Broadway Joe.
Or maybe the most important Joe in your life is the cup of Joe that you have.
Ooh, yeah.
It's Joe
and
Mama.
Now,
you know what's coming. Joe Scott with part two of
Random Facts.
Joe Mama.
Hey, we got Random Facts coming up right now. This is Joe Scott. I had a weird... a dream last night.
There was a pandemic?
No, it was about the coronavirus.
Yeah.
I dreamed, for whatever reason, and I don't know why, but I dreamed Joe Pesci died from the coronavirus.
Is that right?
I have no idea. I'm just remembering
this
that now.
This is awful now if Joe Pesci...
For whatever reason, I guess I was dreaming that I overheard it on the news, and I was like, oh, man, that's really sad. But that's it. And I'm just remembering it.
Did it wake you up? Did you have that moment where?
No, it just, when they said Joe Pesci in that little bit there, I was like, that's right, I dreamed about him last night. Or at least I dreamed about him dying. Anyway, let's move on. Did you know the soda can tab is engineered in such a way to operate as two different levers? A second-class lever pulls open the middle vent,
right,
which depressurizes the can.
Okay.
That's the first part of that sound you hear.
Yeah. Psst, right.
Psst. Yeah. And then the first-class lever opens up the drinking spout.
That's really amazing when you think about
it. But every once in a while, the machine will dispense you a can that's got a big bump on the top.
I know.
You go to... gently push the little thing.
So you can't get to it. What do you do?
So you got to go get an opener.
An opener, right.
Or a screwdriver and a hammer or something.
Do you have a pop? Don't you have a sound effect of a can being open?
Maybe not. Lots of pops.
I thought you had one of a soda can being open, but.
And the sizzle after that?
A can of Axe. A can of peas. That's not even. Those are the only two things I have to start with.
How do you have a can of peas?
I don't know.
In what segment did you need a can of peas sound effect?
Well, that one goes back many years.
Okay.
In fact...
back when there was that pea shortage, remember?
But now that you've asked...
I'm curious.
I'm going to look it up here and see if I can get it to reload. Because it expired. That's what happened to it.
Well, you know, usually cans of peas don't expire.
Well,
it's
that guy Joe Pesci hasn't either.
I think this used to be in a different category that got merged with the one we normally use.
Yeah.
It's not there.
Oh, okay.
M14 or whatever it was.
Apparently, also, if you, once you open the can, if you spin the tab around... and then put a straw through the hole of there, it'll it'll stay in place.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
You know how when you put a straw in a thing of soda, it likes to come up to the top or what it likes to float back up to the top? So, apparently.
I wonder what year they got rid of those really bad ones, the pull tabs that came
that actually come off with the metal attached to them.
Yeah.
Probably when somebody important hurt themselves and they were like, get this fixed, and they finally got fixed.
They caused so many... injuries to feet, for sure.
Did you know doctors used to tap a patient's chest to get clues about their medical condition? They actually still do this.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's called percussion.
Uh-huh.
The first commenter here says, we only do it on the chest, though. It can be used to estimate the size of organs, particularly the liver.
I was going to say, I've had my liver tapped.
Right.
It'll also see if you have a full or empty bladder, detect masses, establish whether there is bowel gas or fluid, that sort of thing. Anyway, doctors used to tap a patient's chest to get clues about their medical condition. One French doctor, who is a gentleman French doctor, he was reluctant to embarrass a young girl. So he rolled up a sheet of paper to make a tube. He placed it on her chest. It worked. And as a result, the stethoscope was invented.
Wow.
Did you know how many feet in a mile?
5,280.
You are correct.
Mind you that too.
Why?
Yeah, why? That's the question.
What do you mean, why?
Why is a mile 5,280 feet?
I've never thought about that. I don't know why.
Why?
In 1592, Parliament decided that a mile should be made up of 8 furlongs.
Oh.
Furlongs are each 660 feet. Why is a furlong 660 feet?
Is this a joke?
No.
I don't know.
It just keeps going. A furlong equaled 40 rods. 40 rods added up to 660 feet. Well, what are 40 rods? This all goes back to farmers and fields.
Okay.
A rod was the length of the stick the farmer used to drive his oxen to pull the plow. And they also used to get the spacing for rows. Four rods was a chain, and an area that was a furlong long and a chain wide was an acre of farmland. At some point, they realized that every farmer had a different length stick. And all the fields were different sizes, so they had to standardize everything, and they just said, look, this stick is the unit of measurement for this. This is how we go, and then it's all going way back. But it all starts with farming.
But kilometer is what most of the world uses.
Right, yeah. And finally, if you've been counting, this is the 12th random fact. It's a bonus random fact.
It's a baker's dozen. No, but that'd be 13.
It's only weather-related. That's why I used it, because of Rich Thomas.
Okay.
The University of Wisconsin-Madison operates over half of the weather stations in Antarctica.
Wow. I did not know that.
So when you're looking for a little Antarctic weather action, head to U of...
The website is icecube.
Oh.
.wisc.edu.
How be there?
And that is the, there it is.
Oh, nice.
Look at that.
Ice Cube.
Yeah, that's the weather station. Ice Cube, South Pole Neutrino Observatory.
It's a beautiful morning.
Icecube.wisc.edu. Those are all of your random facts.
Well, thank you, Jay.
You're welcome, Rich.
Thank you, Joe.
That was good. Really,
Joe Scott, thank you so much.
These two are going to caucus on today's $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question. Let's talk about Adams Drugs. Did you know? I'll make it into a random fact. Did you know, not only for your prescription filling, over-the-counter needs, and quite an array of household supplies, you can call Adams Drugs when you get a prescription refilled. They'll come out to your car. Just pull up, you know. One of the things that's made this so difficult with the stores jam-packed and people having to walk, you know, extraordinary distances just to get in the door, this is not an issue at Adams Drugs. So call ahead if you need something to add to your order. They'll get all of that ready for you, bring it out to your car, and if you need, they can bring it to your house if you're quarantining right now. So please remember that. To find the Adams Drugs nearest you, go to adamsdrugs.net. I just persuaded somebody. I listened to too many complaints about big box store pharmacies.
Right,
screw up.
Sure.
The drug they needed was never in supply. They had to wait to have it ordered and yada, yada, yada. And they're too busy to be personal. Some were okay a while back, but things are the way they are now. Support a great local business. Been around since 1962. They are closing in on 60 years of service here in the River Region. AdamsDrugs.net to find the one nearest you. You're going to find friendly, helpful people who are simply eager to do one thing, accommodate every one of your needs. when it comes to your personal health care, your family, and any other products they carry. They're like any other drugstore. They have things that you commonly use around the house. And you can add that to your list when you work with them. And you don't even have to go in the store if you don't want to. And they'll deliver. They're doing everything they can right now, taking all precautions, sanitizing all day long, because they want to protect themselves and you and your family. So remember, adamsdrugs.net for the one nearest you. It is 7:36. I can't wait to find out what these two came up with for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question. Here's Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, in fact, we're going all the way back to the very first Random Facts. Which country won the gold medal in the 1952 Olympics, but nobody knew their national anthem? What country was
that? Oh, yeah, I know, that's right.
Yeah, there you go.
272-9228 is our number, 272-9228. Let's see those phones explode with anxious callers as we take a quick break for traffic at 7:37. 272-9228.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Well, light to moderate traffic continues on I-65 and 85 this morning. No accidents anywhere on the interstate systems. Around the city, we've got some congestion at the following places. Highway 331, Norman Bridge Road on East South Boulevard. Highway 80 at the I-65 interchange. Taylor Road at Atlanta Highway. And, of course, the Wetumpka Highway at the Northeastern Boulevard. That intersection there with Congressman Dickinson, always busy this time of the morning. Use caution, though. We have no accidents anywhere to tell you about. Buckle up, drive carefully. Remember, we have a dense fog advisory for the Montgomery area until 9 o'clock. Foggy in some places, not so much in others. Use caution and be safe out there. If you get hurt in an accident, say no to the tiny little check offered by the insurance companies. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal service is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Looking for a winner for our pop quiz question, and Don, you've got first crack at it.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. What was the name of the country in 1952 that nobody knew the national anthem to?
That would be Luxembourg.
Exactly.
You got it. Correct.
Oh, Luxembourg.
Congratulations.
You know what?
That's kind of pitiful that the band didn't know their national anthem.
Apparently, they weren't expected to win whatever it was they were competing in there. But, so, you know.
Well, there you go.
Hang on a second.
Do you have the Luxembourg national anthem?
Well, you may as well. Can we talk about it. Why don't we listen to
let's
a little
do
of
the
it
next.
And see how hard it is to remember.
Yeah.
I have the Libyan national anthem.
Is it doing it?
Word just turned up because the translation's running at the bottom, and there's a word in there.
Adorable.
In their national anthem.
what language do they speak in Luxembourg?
I'm going to guess.
German?
Dutch.
No, Dutch, okay.
What do I know? I'm a hawk show toast, not a linguist.
I'm just curious.
But it sounded, it has a very, I did cheat it, study German for 2 years of college.
Yeah.
And the way they spell the words. See the Freigast Jogin.
Yeah.
Freedom
shine forever.
Let the sun of freedom shine forever. Divine Solang Gesin.
All right. You can now sit down, everybody.
And I just justified 2 years of hard study of German in college.
I'm guessing we're going to be the only station in Montgomery that played the Luxembourg national anthem today.
Yeah. It may be one of our last career moves, too.
Do you remember signing on a radio station? Did you ever sign on a radio station?
Never had to do that.
Oh, okay.
I'm not trying to impress you. I work for in big markets.
Really big markets, yeah.
So we never.
You didn't have to run the board.
I never had to get a license.
Oh, man.
Well, I never.
I had to go to New Orleans for that.
That test was hard.
Oh,
no. No, I always had somebody to do those dirty little deeds for me.
Did I ever take real meter readings? No, I'd copy the meter readings from the guy before me.
Steve's on the line.
Hi, Steve. Hey.
Good morning. You know, hearing that thing about Luxembourg reminded me of the episode of MASH when they lost a Luxembourg soldier, and they were playing the Luxembourg national anthem, and all of a sudden here comes a Luxembourg soldier that was all bandaged up and everything, and it was just one of those funny episodes of MASH. But
they did play it,
Colonel Blake and all.
Okay,
gotcha. The one you played and the one they played were two different ones, but I have a feeling MASH got it wrong.
I got you.
Well, it did say that, and I got it from the YouTube, and they would know.
I'm sure you got it right. Because,
thanks.
Is Greg Bedell ever wrong? I don't think so.
Thank you, Steve. I really appreciate
Rich
that.
Thomas, maybe.
And
Rich Thomas may miss the forecast once in a while, but Greg, never.
If you could put that into license form, I could take it home and use it on Mrs. Ritterbuttle when I need to make a point.
We just need to tell that Bruce of yours behind you there.
Have a good day, man.
Y'all take care, fellas.
7:42.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Got some Luxembourg weather for you this morning. Well, I don't know what the weather is like in Luxembourg.
I'll look that up while you're doing your weather.
Right. Dense fog advisory officially till 9. It has gotten foggier in the last hour. Visibility now down to about 1 mile at Maxwell. So another hot day today after the fog. Good bit of sunshine will burn it off. Today's high temperature up to about 90, which is very, very early. Of course, usually June 12th would be the average for the first 90-degree day, and here it is only March. 89 is the record from 1910, for heaven's sakes. We broke the record yesterday. We had 89 for a high. Low tonight, 66. Tomorrow's high near 90. We'll break another record. Partly sunny. Chances of some spotty showers late Saturday night. First half of the day, Sunday. I don't get forecast wrong.
You want Luxembourg's forecast?
That is warm Sunday and Monday, high 79. What was
Luxembourg, it's about 1 o'clock over there in the afternoon. Yep. It's sunny currently right now.
Yep.
Humidity at 38%. The wind is about 11 miles per hour.
Yep.
The high today is 57.
News talk, please hold.
And the low will be around 39 tonight. The weekend's looking good. Well, Saturday is looking good, about 61 degrees, and then Sunday it drops to 44.
That's your Luxembourg weather at 7:44.
In case you were planning a trip, well, actually you can't.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
All right, it is 7:44. I just got a Facebook message from friend Melissa who wanted to know about the name of the beautiful place out east, the greenhouses. That's Fitzpatrick Greenhouses, and they have a Facebook page. And I can't think of a better place to visit when so many other options are off the table right now, especially if you want to get some fresh air. They're from a buddy last night. I said, man, he's been stuck in his house for 10 days. You need to get some fresh air. There's a great place to go get it, Melissa. Thank you for your inquiry, and we'll tell you a little bit more about Fitzpatrick Greenhouses next hour. I am trying like crazy to come up with some animal stories. I am losing that battle so far. I may just play Tusk and a lot of sound effects and do a morning roll call with it.
Restaurants have been hard hit as the coronavirus forces many chains to close some locations and switch to delivery and takeout only at others. Darden Restaurants, parent company of Olive Garden, Texas Roadhouse, and also Cracker Barrel Old Country Store have suspended their dividend programs for coming months because of uncertainty created by the pandemic. Restaurant chains say it'll be difficult to make up their lost business from sit-down diners. McDonald's McDonald's isn't buying back stock but hasn't touched its dividend. Help is on the way for small banks from the Federal Reserve. The Fed says it is giving banks with under $5 billion in assets another month to file the financial statements due at the end of March. In light of staffing priorities and disruptions, the bank will have another 30 days to file those statements. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Hey, have you seen the new cyber threat warning about the conversation
hijacking? Totally. Cyber criminals are using email account takeover and brand impersonation to insert themselves into email conversations and steal money from businesses.
Right. That's why I tell my clients about
Barracuda. Same here. They use artificial intelligence to detect and block sophisticated attacks, including account takeover and brand impersonation.
Man, I guess you did see it.
Don't become a victim. Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
Found some animal stories that will be coming up then at 7:46. Ken's on the phone. Good morning.
Hey. Hey, good morning. As a linguist, I found you very cunning. It was great.
Yeah, you got that now, don't you?
That's the light bulb going off over our heads.
More importantly, all these small businesses that you're supporting on the radio advertisement,
right? Yes.
I'm supporting them. I'm going in there to Food Outlet every week, and I'm finding the managers that, hey, Greg and the guys told me to come shopping this week. Thank you. When I go into Adams this last week, I've been going in and say, hey, I hear you guys on the radio at 93.1.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And I've been buying something extra every time I go in these places.
Good.
I want these guys to know that I'm supporting them. And I want you to know that I'm telling them to support you because I want to get over this. I want everybody to come out on the other side.
Yes.
And I'm ready to get moving, just like everybody else.
I'm ready for it to be over, but we're going to survive this.
Ken, if you get a chance, try this El Paso Chili Company. It's right across from Adams Motorsports on the Northern Boulevard. It's amazing.
I will do that for lunch.
Awesome. Right, thank you. Please tell them we sent you. You know, and it's not just, you know, businesses. I found out yesterday, folks that own the El Paso Chili Company, they're neighbors. I have never met them, but...
Oh, they're neighbors in your neighborhood?
Yeah, not far. So that makes it even more personal. 7:48, your local news, animal stories coming up.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The state of Alabama now has more than 500 confirmed coronavirus cases. The Alabama Department of Public Health says at least 4,000 people have been tested across the state. Governor Kate Ivey announced that Alabama Public Schools will finish the school year through distance learning. The State Department of Education is working on plans that may differ between school systems. This could include online learning and take-home packets. And a major concern with coronavirus testing in Alabama is access in rural areas. Macon County EMA Director Frank Lee says he is not aware of any public testing sites in Macon County. He says the lack of testing sites isn't just an issue in Macon County. He's heard of similar issues from other EMA directors across the state. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Do I amuse you?
I'd like some information before we begin.
Comes with state-of-the-art digitally enhanced sound.
Let's face it, moving is stressful. Whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home. That's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Hello, Central Alabama. Have you ever seen anything like the chaos and uncertainty surrounding this coronavirus? I know I haven't. This is Al Crosby, president of Crosby Electric, and if you are like me, you really don't quite know what to make of it all. Allow me to share a verse from God's Word that has brought me great comfort over the years. Psalm 46, verse 1 states, God is our protection and our strength. He always helps in times of trouble. Well, friends, no matter what you think about how this virus situation is being handled, I think we can all agree that we are in trouble. And I want to submit to you that we have only one source of supernatural help, of unchangeable hope and peace, and that is the Lord and His Word. Please join me in praying for our city and our country and all the medical workers and first responders who are putting themselves in harm's way for us. I truly believe our best days are ahead. God bless you and be safe.
Today is March 27th, Quirky Country Music Song Titles Day. Celebrate tunes like Get Your Biscuits in the Oven and Your Buns in the Bed, or I Still Miss You, Baby, But My Aim's Getting Better, and If the Phone Don't Ring, You'll Know It's Me, or the quirkiest country song title of all, any Taylor Swift song that isn't about breaking up.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbor's yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny Earn Concrete, beautiful changes.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
And since that was recorded, you don't have to come see them. They're doing free pickup and delivery.
Isn't that amazing?
At all three locations. So go to Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto on Facebook, whether you live in Prattville or Millbrook or anywhere in Montgomery. They got you covered at Don Duncan. Okay, boss.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, supporting local business.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Simba. On News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, it's time for today's edition of Animal Stories. True Tales from the Wild Kingdom, brought to you by us. Wolfman. That's not Wolfman. Who do I turn to in times of trouble?
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the... Go, you know the thing. Yeah.
When you've done something idiotic on the radio, find a bigger idiot that'll make people not think about what an idiot you are. A little broadcasting lesson for those of you interested. Let's see if I can get the next one right. We have a story about a pig arsonist. A farmer, he's going to have a tough time trying to sell this to his insurance company. This is in North Yorkshire, England. And a farm there caught on fire Saturday afternoon. Firefighters were able to put out the fire after it spread about 800 square feet, then figured out the odd way that it started. Apparently, the farmer had recently put a pedometer, you know, a thing that measures distance,
right,
on his pigs, to prove it was free range. Well, another pig ate the pedometer off that pig, because, you know, they'll eat anything. Then that pig pooped it out into some hay. Okay, you follow me here? Yeah. One pig wears the pedometer, another pig eats the pedometer, and then he, you know, right into some hay. The copper from the battery reacted with the poop and the dry hay, and it caught on fire.
Uh-oh!
No people or animals were hurt in the fire.
Well, I haven't heard that story on the news yet. Nightly News is not carrying that particular story.
They've got bigger stories together. As well as the percussion part. Sorry, sex change in the middle of a story. A woman in Colorado was fined for luring deer into her house and feeding them all kinds of stuff like bread and carrots and apples and bananas. I'm sure the deer loved it. Wow, this is a very flavorful feeding place. She was caught because she posted a clip of it online. Officials called it selfish and dangerous because wild animals are unpredictable and they can kill you and so can their predators. Plus, you create dependency. You know what happens when you put up a bird feeder. She will pay a small fine. And never do that again. And now here's the rest of Suspect Fleetwood. Still. Looks like it's getting foggier.
Leon's getting larger.
Thanks for the setup. At 7:57. You know, we're all, and we've been imploring, and that call from Ken P made our day. He's trying, so many others are. I got that text from Melissa. She wants to go out to visit our newest, a new sponsor in the middle of all this.
Yeah.
That's so rare. And yesterday, Kathy T goes to Jack Ingram, buys a car. So how can you help a business locally if you're not ready to spend money right now? One that comes to mind is Montgomery Eye Physicians in Montgomery Eye Lacey, because there's no charge to find out if your vision issue can be fixed with LASIK. 271-3804. Because you got to take that step. It doesn't cost you a penny. And nobody's going to pressure you to have it done immediately. In fact, right now, I think they're only doing emergency procedures over there. But the point being, if you've always thought about LASIK, why not give them a call? Give it, you know, it takes like 10 minutes at the most for the refractive surgery counselor. It's actually a very impressive experience because this technology that they use to gauge your vision is amazing. If they say, yeah, LASIK will work for you, that doesn't mean you have to have the procedure the next day. It just means you've got the information you need. You can finance it through care credit if you'd like to. The cost on LASIK has become incredibly reasonable as the results have gotten better. So it's just another way we can do our bit to help folks. If I hadn't gone, I'd go myself, but I did, and I found out I'm not a candidate for LASIK, and boy, would I have preferred a much different result. 271-3804, if you'd like to learn more about this amazing legacy practice. Since the end of World War II, they have been through it all. Montgomery Eye Physicians at Montgomery Eye LASIK across from Chappie's on Vaughan Road and online at this web address, onlinemep.com. 758.